through listening to the second book of Samuel, at a point in St. David, David the king, was going out of town, out of Jerusalem, because his own son was taking over Jerusalem. And I mean, just remind yourself with that, when if you were losing all your employees or all your family, and you're leaving because they're taking control and they're really basically kicking you out of the family or the town or the area. That was first. I mean, to think about David, you know, he's in his story. We missed the one on last Friday about how, you know, David was the one that then had that brutal sin was Bathsheba and Uriah, and he was forgiven then. And then he comes in with his own son doing to take care of what his dad is supposed to do as the king. And I mean, just the emotions, just imagine that, of the emotions with your own family, your own children. I know many people that has happened, like those, especially as those are going to daily mass, for instance, that, and they're out, or they think they're out, as Catholics or Christians. They just want to find something different, or they want to take control of their own possessions or their own thoughts, which is what happens when kids grow up. And I just was trying to think about David as he's walking out, and then all of a sudden, not only is his child going against him, but then you have somebody like who's just, annoyance, sadness, disappointment with this guy named Shimeah, the son of Gera of the same clan as Saul's family. And he's starting to throw stones at him. I mean, he's already weeping. And then you got this guy that's just like, and his buddy, you know, is what, you know, you kind of want to think about. And myself, Abishai, son of Zariah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, please, and lop off his head." I mean, isn't that what our thoughts are? I mean, maybe not actually having somebody being killed, but I mean, imagine that. I know that. I get that myself. That, especially on Facebook, on just in the community, on just people that are, of all things I needed today was that. Now I'm crabby. Now I'm just like, I wish I could go over and just, let's have a conversation in public and just do what I can to just put you in your place, you know. And how did David respond? But the king replied, "What business is it of mine or of yours, sons of Zariah, that he curses? Suppose the Lord has told him to curse David. Who then will dare to say, 'Why are you doing this?'" And the king had said to Abishai and to all his servants, "If my own son, who came forth from my loins, is seeking my life, how much more might this Benjaminite do so? Let him alone. Let him curse. For the Lord has told him. Perhaps the Lord will look upon my affliction and make it up to me with benefits for the curses he is uttering this day." That was a good thought. And I know, reading that and hearing it again at Mass this morning, how hard can that be for us? When somebody is really persecuting us or just annoying us. And how hard that is to, "All right, Lord, I'll take it. Maybe I need that today. Maybe I was being proud. Maybe I is just wanting to be in the community or this area today to show how I need that affirmation." Instead of actually looking at your love from God. And maybe you are challenging us through that person. So think about that today. Think of those times that you are having a tough day, or having the challenge of your children that are going out of the church, or and then at the same time you have other people that are going after you. Bring that to the Lord and know of what God's will is, not everybody else around you.